Welcome back to hour number two on this Friday night at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It's a very big evening in the NBA, a number of exciting matchups. The Oklahoma City Thunder are in Dallas tonight. The Pacers are on the road and will face Golden State, and the Bulls and the Celtics. They're already underway. But the one game that I want to get a recap and perspective on is Golden State and the Cavs from earlier this week. My man, Mitch Lawrence, NBA columnist and host on Sirius XM NBA Radio, is joining us tonight on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Good evening, Mitch. How are you?
I'm doing great. Alyssa, how are you doing today? Okay?
I'm doing okay. I'm a little bit under the weather, but I know you're going to help me out here. So
absolutely. Glad to always talk to you.
Well, the much-anticipated matchup between these two teams on Monday night with the Cavs and the Warriors, why were the Warriors able to assert themselves in such a dominant way?
Well, I'll tell you what. One of the things they had going for them, one of the things Luke Walton had going for him, was that they got defeated pretty soundly in Detroit in their previous game. And, if you saw the quotes coming off that game where they got handled pretty easily in Auburn Hills, you knew that Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, and all their guys were going to come back strong. They were going to rebound. I think they probably felt like they were going to have to face a more formidable foe. But obviously, from the Golden State standpoint, defensively, they had been struggling, even though they had been winning. And they really were exposed by Detroit in their first game of that three-game road trip. And I think that factored a lot into how they played. They were much more focused, and they really came out from the get-go and gave Cleveland, obviously, much more than even the Cavaliers can handle. But, you know, this is a championship team. They know how to win. They know how to rebound from adversity. As Steph Curry said, you know, they showed their resiliency and what kind of team they are, and they're a championship team. So, quite frankly, Alyssa, I thought you'd see an effort like that from them. Of course, we didn't get any kind of effort from the Cavs, too.
You know, when you look at Golden State and the losses that they have had on this season, you just mentioned the Pistons, the Mavs, they lost by 23. Steph Curry actually didn't even play in that game. But then the Bucks and the Nuggets. Is there a common denominator in those particular losses?
You know what? I don't know if there's a common denominator. I mean, you know, the Denver loss, they didn't have Draymond Green. And the Dallas loss, they obviously didn't have Curry. I haven't really seen any, you know, their big thing is defensively when there's slippage and they kind of cut corners, sometimes it can be a little vulnerable, although that's kind of funny to say for a team that has only lost a handful of games. But no, I think, they've come back this whole season with the attitude that we're going to prove to everybody that we were the champs last year, and it wasn't just a matter of us beating shorthanded Memphis, a shorthanded Cleveland team in the finals. So that's the attitude that they've come back with us, that we're going to defend what's ours, and we're going to prove everybody wrong. And obviously, a lot has to do with the MVP type play of Steph Curry, because, you know, he's at the forefront of that. He's also showing people why he won the MVP and why, again, he could be a back-to-back winner. So it's just been another marvelous season without their head coach, which, you know, nobody talks about, which
right.
To me is still a tremendous feat for them to do all this stuff, not just without Steve Kerr, obviously, who led them to the title last year, Alyssa, but also under a guy who really never coached on the NBA level before in Luke Walton. So it's just been an amazing, amazing run they've had.
That is remarkable in itself. Hey, longtime NBA columnist, now host on Sirius XM NBA Radio, Mitch Lawrence is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're zeroing in on the Golden State Warriors, obviously so dynamic offensively, and they just beat two of the top teams in the East by a combined total of 65 points. So when we break down those games, I mean, what's the key to even this recent surge and dominance? I mean, you were talking about the Pistons. Obviously, that loss against them, that's going to serve as a great motivator.
That you start there, they're proud champions. But the other thing is, in the two games that they did win in Cleveland, where they had a 43-point lead, you know, that's the biggest deficit LeBron has ever faced in his life, basically, probably since high school. In that game, in the Chicago game, I think they had like 72 assists and like 18 turnovers.
Wow.
And, you know, that, again, showing their efficiency, great shooting, shooting 50%, really focused in on ball movement. They find the open man. They're willing passers. They all want to find the best potential scorer on the floor. And, you know, coming off a loss, that kind of, again, gave them, they hit the reset button in terms of what they had to do to be successful, and both times their offense is just clicking at such a high level. You know, their offense, and they run stuff through Curry and Draymond Green. They got exceptional facilitators, and they love to make the open, the extra pass, find the open man, all that great stuff. And that's why they're so fun to watch, such a great team, because they all are, you know, very unselfish players. Mm-hmm. And that's what we saw in those games. And that's when they're playing at that level. I mean, like Luke Walton said, Alyssa, when they beat Cleveland, he said, you know, that's about the best you can play. I mean, considering the opponent, considering on the road, considering coming off that loss, and what they did offensively and how they're able to perform, I think, you know, that just speaks volumes about where they are right now.
Their offensive execution, everybody's getting touches. Talk to me about, in terms of with Golden State, you think they're going to wear themselves out by the time the playoffs roll around?
I don't think so. I think they'll probably, first of all, they can't. They have to play. They're young enough still. They're key guys. They're deep enough. You know, they're coming up on some, you know, they haven't played the Spurs yet. And the Spurs are right in their rearview mirror, so it's not like they can give guys a lot of rest. But, you know, in a game like, Cleveland, where Steph Curry doesn't even have to play the fourth quarter, which has happened several times this year, that's a great thing for them. They don't have to worry about, you know, wearing themselves out. If you can rest Stephen Curry in the fourth quarter of a game against Cleveland, and there have been numerous other games this year where they've been able to do that, he'll have enough energy down the stretch. And they'll have to, because, like I said, the Spurs aren't going anywhere. You know, usually if you get off to a start where you are on a pace to win 73, 74 games, as Golden State is, you know, you'd have a 6-7-8 game lead, if not more. And, you know, the Spurs are right on their tail. So there's, even if they are a little weary, there's not going to be any rest. But like I said, they don't really have any key guys who are, like, they don't have a LeBron James or a person who you have to worry about their minutes and if they're going to burn themselves out. These guys are still in the prime of their careers. They're key guys. They can play long stretches.
Well, mark it down. That's a big game that's coming up on the calendar, Monday, January 25th. The Spurs at the Warriors. Tell me this. I mean, will the Spurs, could they potentially finish ahead of the Warriors? Where do you see the Spurs at this point?
Oh, the Spurs are just playing great basketball themselves. I mean, it's all under the radar, typical San Antonio. But if you look at how they've incorporated LaMarcus Aldridge, new offensive sets they run for him, what they're doing with, Kawhi Leonard's play, they're so deep and talented. You got a veteran like a David West who's come in key situations and helped them in wins. And, of course, you know, let's not ever forget their three big three with Tim Duncan, and Tony Parker's been phenomenal, and Ginobili. I mean, look, it's amazing how they've played. The schedule, though, hasn't been the toughest. They haven't played Golden State, obviously, yet. But they are, such a machine and well-coached, as we all know. And they can go to different people every night. They don't know. They're not going to go into a game with a game plan of, okay, you know, we're going to ride Ginobili, we're going to ride Parker. They've got a vast array of offensive players they can ride. And so where they are right now is they're unquestionably number two. But, you know, they're right there. It's not quite 1A and 1B because, you know, the Golden State is off such a phenomenal start, but the Spurs are obviously right there. They're really the second best team, I think, we all agree, in the league, because they have taken Cleveland out and they're superior to the other teams in the East. They are in great shape, though, for a long playoff run, as long as, you know, the key for anything, Alyssa, is as long as their big guys can stay healthy.
My final question for you is, out of the West, why are we not talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder more?
Well, the problem is when two teams like Golden State and the Spurs are winning at this record clip, especially Golden State, that tends to diminish, or not diminish, that tends to kind of take the spotlight away from Oklahoma City. You know, Kevin Durant's come back strong, Russell Westbrook playing at a high level for Billy Donovan as a rookie. It's all going very well right now, but their record just doesn't compare to those other two. And I know it makes Kevin Durant mad that people don't put him in the conversation for championship, but let's face it, how can you if you have a Golden State, which has won the title, and they're, you know, they could repeat off this unbelievable year, and then you have a San Antonio team that has won titles, and they're right there with another tremendous record, and Oklahoma City's never won a title. So I don't know why Kevin Durant would be upset if we're not talking about him because of a championship, because you have these other two teams that are just playing lights out.
Always a Big E favorite, Mitch Lawrence, longtime NBA columnist, and you can listen to him on SiriusXM NBA Radio. Does a great job. Thank you so much, Mitch, and have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too, Alyssa. Talk to you later.
You bet. Much more straight ahead right here in the fastest 2 hours in radio at YSR.